It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to another episode of Open Heaven Hour. I want to specially greet you good morning, regardless of the time zone that you are listening to me from. I want to specially welcome you because we have gotten a very beautiful gift this morning, which is the gift of life. And what better way to enjoy it than to fellowship with the giver of this life. This morning we get to eat from the word of God before we leave for our work. Or you can still be on your bed regardless of what you are doing right now. I still want to welcome you to this very special moment. Today is Sunday the 9th of June. Sunday the 9th of June 2024. And I hope you are preparing for today's service. Please do enjoy your services today. But before you leave for your service, I want you to join me as we take the Open Heaven Devotion. This special segment of the day is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. The Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And you are welcome. Our manual would be the Open Heaven Devotional Manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be taking a topic that says the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness. Our hymn today is hymn 31 from our Open Heaven. Yield not to temptation. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from the book of Psalms, Psalms 28 to 33. Psalms chapter 28 to chapter 33. And our memory verse today will be taken from the book of Proverbs chapter 21, verse 21. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness, and honor. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 21. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness, and honor. A Bible reading will be taken from the book of Genesis chapter 39, verse 6 to 12. We have two Bible readings for this morning. The first one is Genesis chapter 39, verse 6 to 12. I want you to take your Bible and come along with us. Genesis chapter 39, verse 6 to 12. Thus he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he did not know what he had except for the bread which he ate. Now Joseph was handsome in form of appearance. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast longing eyes on Joseph. And she said, lie with me. But he refused and said to his master's wife, look, my master does not know what is with me in the house. And he has committed all that he has to my hand. There is no one greater in this house than I, nor has he kept back anything from me but you, because you are his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? So it was as she spoke to Joseph day by day that he did not heed her to lie with her or to be with her. But it happened about this time when Joseph went into the house to do his work, and none of the men of the house was inside, that she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." But he left his garment in her hand and fled and ran outside. The second Bible reading is Genesis chapter 41, verse 37 to 44. Genesis chapter 41, verse 37 to 44. So the advice was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servants, "Can we find such a one as this, a man in whom is the Spirit of God?" Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Inasmuch as God has shown you all this, there is no one as discerning and wise as you. You shall be over my house, and all my people, and all my people shall be ruled according to your word. Only regarding to the throne will I be greater than you." And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "See, I have set you over all the land of Egypt." Then Pharaoh took his signet ring off his hand and put it on Joseph's hand, and he clothed him in garments of fine linen and put a gold chain around his neck, and he had him ride in the second chariot which he had, and they cried out before him, "Bow the knee." So he set him over all the land of Egypt. Pharaoh also said to Joseph, "I am Pharaoh, and without your consent, no man may lift his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. The open heaven for today says, yesterday, I started a discussion on the full armor of God. Today, I will be discussing the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness is the piece of armor that protects your heart. To be righteous is to always do the right thing according to God's standards. When you are righteous, your heart is protected against the tricks of the devil. The moment you stop being righteous, you expose your heart to all manner of sin in the world, and this is how backsliding starts. The devil is after your heart. This is why Proverbs 4 verse 23 says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." The Bible wants to turn your heart, the devil wants to turn your heart away from God, so he should suggest sins to you every now and then. However, if your breastplate of righteousness is intact, you will not fall. The devil will present something that does not seem really bad to you. I have always said it. If it is not really bad, it is already bad. Stay away from it. If you do that which does not really seem bad, you have opened up your heart to accommodate even more sin. Before you realize it, you will start doing things that you said you would never do again. This is how believers backslide. Is the devil already presenting something that does not really seem really bad to you, and you're already making up an excuse for yourself to do it? Desist from that immediately. His plan is to get you to remove your breastplate of righteousness so that your heart can become open for his attacks. If a Christian's breastplate is off and the devil attacks his or her heart, It is instant death. Removing every carnality from your life is the only way to keep your breastplate of righteousness on. Your thoughts should dwell on spiritual things. Philippians chapter 4 verse 8. Philippians chapter 4 verse 8. If your mind is drawn to carnal things rather than spiritual things, you are in a dangerous state. But when your mind is drawn to spiritual things, the temptations to be unrighteous will become less effective on you. This is why Romans chapter 8 verse 6 says, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." Beloved, don't let the little things of this world open you up to spiritual death. If something is really bad, if something seems bad, stay away, because it will only lead to spiritual death. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, guard your heart with all diligence. Guard your heart with all diligence. Thank you for staying with us till the end of this segment. I do hope you get to share, and you get just share the message with everybody if this has really blessed you. Please join us tomorrow, same time. God bless you. Stay tuned and listen to the rest of the hymn. Yeah.